and gentlemen.
For all the biggest action on the big screen, see it at BCC and Event Cinemas. Book now at eventcinemas.com.au. On River 949, it's Marty and Campo's Movie Reviewer.
20 to 8, Mel, the Movie Reviewer, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Marty and Campo. How are you?
Great. Right. What have you been to see this week?
This week, I saw Kong Skull Island.
You knew that thing was out here?
I'm sorry for your men, Colonel. But if you want to make their sacrifice worthwhile, get us home with proof. Monsters exist.
Wow, looks phenomenal.
Yeah, look, it was probably one of the best action films I've seen in a little while. But not your typical Kong film. It's part of a reboot of the original, but also kind of felt like Apocalypse Now, kind of homage to that.
Right.
Yeah, one of the biggest Hollywood casts I've seen in a while. You've got Samuel L. Jackson, John Goodman's back, Tom Hiddleston, John Reilly. The list goes on. but they basically find themselves on Skull Island in hopes of sighting Kong, getting back home and telling the world about it. But, of course, in Hollywood that doesn't happen.
No.
A cool fact about this film is actually a lot of it was shot in our own backyard in southeast Queensland. So
was that on Stratty?
Yeah, Stradbroke Island. And a bit of Cedar Creek Falls in there as well, if you can spot it. It's a lot of fun.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, have you seen this?
I have seen parts of it.
Yeah.
It looks pretty awesome.
It looks, yeah. So what do you reckon? Is it, obviously the special effects and everything are fantastic, so...
Incredible. And I think most of it was shot at Movie World as well, as well as Vietnam. So they kind of, it has the action effects of an A-class Hollywood movie, which is probably what kind of makes it a little bit more fun, a little bit more of a fun reboot of the classic as well.
Yeah, okay.
Well, okay. All right, Mel.
Recommending it out of 5?
Oh, probably a 3.5 out of 5.
Okay. It's not right. Your high score, but no.
Yeah, look, it's a lot of fun.
All right. Thank you, Mel.
Thank you.